to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it on.
We're back on this Friday. Second hour of the National Intel Report, 6th of February, 09. One day closer to more destruction of the country. Let me throw another phone call in here before I get into the United Nations thread here. Tom in Pennsylvania. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hope things are well with you. A comment about Pennsylvania here pertaining to marriage license. You were speaking of birthing and does the state have the right to do this or that? The reason that marriage licenses in Pennsylvania, according to the Reverend Jim Nichols from York County, Pennsylvania, stated that marriage license here in the Commonwealth started in 1858 and had two purposes. One was to raise money, and number two was to prevent interracial marriage. And he believed that if a person just went to a pastor and got married in a church without a license, that that is fine. And I agree with that myself, but I just wanted to pass that on to you.
That's how I did it, Tom.
Just go to a church and get married.
That's right.
Yeah, that's great. That's good. I wish I had known about it. And I would have done it the same way.
But if you notice something, the estate assumes control over you by pulling little magic acts like, well, cohabitation. If you cohabitate for a number of years, will you have certain rights under the law? Under
that would be considered common law marriage.
Yeah, but again, the state still intervenes and has a say in how the marriage is to be dissolved if there is a case of divorce or whatever.
In my opinion, the number one problem, one of the top 10 problems, I'll put it that way, are lawyers in this country. I have to say that I agree with William Shakespeare 400 years ago when he said the first thing we do is kill all the lawyers tonight. Lawyers, bankers, in any order. It doesn't really matter. And
Or politicians politicians that have a law degree.
The top 10.
Yes. Well, yeah, but what's worse than that? Having a politician that's also a lawyer. I mean, it doesn't
get tomorrow, aren't they?
It doesn't get any worse than that. You know, and what they do is they craft laws and they make it so confounding that, you know, it's like a cross between Guido and I don't know what it is, but they start making deals that you don't understand.
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing. Last year I contributed about $100 to Republic Broadcast with DVDs of American Freedom to Fascism. I just received another 10 copies of it. And you were right, John, last week when you said they were going to stone me. They told me not to give out any Freedom to Fascism in one of the banks here in Lancaster.
Well, and, you know, you're now an economic terrorist because now you might be in there spreading dissension amongst the ranks.
They stopped me.
Yeah, I bet they did.
But hey, it's a tough game, and I knew what I was doing when I did it. And
but
I have
Tom,
no regrets, and
think of how many banks are in your area.
Oh, there are hundreds of them.
Go to the next one.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Tom. We'll break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Open phone Friday.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
United Nations Human Rights Treaty that could prohibit children from being spanked or homeschooled, ban youngsters from facing the death penalty. Whoops, that would preclude my saintly departed 5'1¼" Sicilian mother. Because I'd seen her steamed a few times in her life, and you stayed out of the way of terrible tests. Her name was Teresa, the Sicilian tornado. She said to me one time, and it got my attention, "Johnny, I brought you into this world, now I can damn well take you out of it." And enough said, Mom. Okay, I'm paying attention. At any rate, from facing the death penalty and forbid parents from deciding their family's religion is on America's doorstep, a legal expert warns. Michael Ferris of Purcellville, Virginia, is president of the ParentalRights.org, chairman of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, and chancellor of Patrick Henry College. He told WorldNet Daily that under the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, or CRC, every decision a parent makes can be reviewed by the government to determine whether it's in the child's best interest. "It's definitely on our doorstep," he said. "The left wants to make Obama, Clinton era permanent. Treaties are a way to make it permanent." Well, at least as permanent as stuff gets. "It's very difficult to extract yourself from a treaty once you begin it. If they can put that all of their left-wing socialist policies into treaty form, we're stuck with it, even if they lose the next election. in the 1990s. It was documented. There was a document that was ratified, rather, quickly by 193 nations worldwide, but not the United States or Somalia. In Somalia, there was no recognized government to do the formal recognition with, and in the United States, there had been opposition to its power. Countries that ratify the treaty are bound to it by international law. Now, although signed by Madeleine Albright, being the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. on February 16, 1995, the U.S. Senate never ratified the treaty, largely because of conservatives' efforts to point out it would create that list of rights which primarily would be enforced against parents. Now, the international treaty creates specific civil, economic, social, cultural, and even economic rights for every child and states that, and I'm quoting, the best interest of the child shall be a primary consideration. Now, while the treaty states that parents or legal guardians have primary responsibility for the upbringing and development of the child, Ferris said government will ultimately determine whether parents' decisions are in the child's best interest. The treaty is monitored by the CRC, which conceivably has enforcement powers. Now, according to the parental rights website, the substance of the CRC dictate the following. Parents would no longer be able to administer reasonable spankings to their children. A murderer aged 17 years, 11 months, and 29 days at the time of his crime could no longer be sentenced to life in prison. Children would have the ability to choose their own religion, while parents would only have the authority to give their children advice about religion. The best interest of a child principle would give the government the ability to override every decision made by every parent if a government worker disagreed with a parent's decision. I can see Child Protective Services with a brand new role for the UN, can't you? A child's right to be heard would allow him or her to seek governmental review of every parental decision with which the child disagreed. Wasn't there a movie done? What was the name of that movie? Where the two parents were embattled in they were in a nasty divorce, whatever. Oh, I'll think of it here in a second. At any rate, fine entertainment? No, now we're talking reality. Children would acquire legally enforceable right to leisure. And I'm not joking about any of this stuff, folks. Teaching children about Christianity in schools has been held to be out of compliance with the CRC. Allowing parents to opt their children out of sex education has been held to be out of compliance with the CRC. Children would have the right to reproductive health information and services, including abortions, without parental knowledge or consent. You see why there was $70 million or something? It was to be on preventable diseases and instruction about sex. Yeah, that was part of the bailout bill. It has a lot to do with jobs, doesn't it? But again, this is a socialist agenda, folks. Keep this in mind. Where the child has a right fulfilled by the government, the responsibilities shift from parents to the government, Ferris said. The implications of all this shifting of responsibilities is that parents no longer have the traditional roles of either being responsible for their children or having the right to direct their children. The government would decide what is in the best interest of children in every case, and the CRC itself would be considered superior to state law. Parents could be treated like criminals for making everyday decisions about their children's lives. Now, this is not an exaggeration. If you think your child shouldn't go to the prom because their grades were low, the UN Convention gives that power to the government to review your decision and decide if it thinks what's best for your child. If you think your children are too young to have a Facebook account, which interferes with a right of communication, the UN gets to determine whether or not your decision is in the best interest of the child. If you think your child should go to church three times a week, but the child only wants to go to church once a week, the government gets to decide what it thinks is in the best interest of your children on the frequency of the church attendance. Yeah, like the UN is interested. This is an atheistic, communistic society, folks. Look into the history of the United Nations. It is no wonder that a communist has always been the head of the organization. Little clue. He said American social workers. Ooh, and I did not read this in this article, but I already have the pieces and I can fit it into the puzzle. He said American social workers would be the ones responsible for implementation of the policies. So if you think Child Protective Services is a little overstepping in their authority now, just wait. Ferris said it could be easier for President Obama. Ah, jeez. Oh, that's right. I'm reading it off of a page. I didn't make the statement, use Barack and Obama and president in the same sentence. If you ever catch me doing that, you get a free mug. It'd be easier for Obama to push for ratification of the treaty than it was for Clinton administration because the political world has changed. You see, he was telling us it's time for a change. And he is the perfect mascot for it. The Walden University presidential debate last October, Obama indicated he may take action. And I'm quoting him, "It's embarrassing to find ourselves in the company of Somalia, a lawless land. I will review this and other treaties to ensure the United States resumes its global leadership in human rights." Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been a strong supporter of the CRC, and she now has direct control over the treaty's submission to the Senate for ratification. The process, by the way, requires two-thirds vote. Do you think they have it with all the socialists we now have in Congress assembled? Yeah, I think so. Ferris and Barbara Boxer, the Wicked Witch of the West, Democrat out of California, claimed in a private meeting just before Christmas that the treaty would be ratified within 2 years. In November, a group of three dozen senior foreign policy figures urged Obama to strengthen U.S. relations with the U.N. Among other things, they asked the president to push for Senate approval of treaties that have been signed by the U.S. but not ratified. Partnership for a Secure America director, Matthew Rojansky, helped draft the statement. He said in the treaty commands strong support and is likely to be acted on quickly, according to an Interpress Service report. He said ratification is certain to come up. Ferris said advocates of the treaty will face fierce opposition. I think it's going to be a battle of their lifetime. There's not enough political capital in Washington, D.C. to pass this treaty. We will defeat it. Well, I think that's being a little optimistic. What I would prefer to see are the little socialists we have running around Washington, D.C. being thrown out on their ear, out of office, because they are the antithesis of the American Republic. Okay, this is not a democracy. We have democratic principles, but it's a republic and not a democracy, which they've been trying to convince people of. And I, for one, would like to see every little socialist run out of Washington, D.C., as well as the not too bright and not too adhering to constitutional principle Republicans as well. See, I'm not partisan here, folks. Idiocy is idiocy, and I don't care if you wear a donkey or an elephant. If you're not adhering to the Constitution, that automatically negates you from being a representative. Makes sense to me. So why is it that we tolerate all this claptrap coming out of Washington, D.C.? We have to battle each little socialist agenda. We have to challenge these people. They should be afraid to walk on. They should be afraid to submit a bill to committee. Forget going to the floor. This stuff should be squashed in committee before it even sees the light of day or one word of debate. Where's our minds gone? Where have our minds gone? We got Barry Sartoro in the White House. I guess I answered my own question. Ron in Pennsylvania. Hello, Ron.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
I've got some banking interest that might, or news that might be of interest to you. But I think first we should nominate for supervisor and CEO of the United Nations one Michael New. I think he'll make some changes there.
Oh, you mean the guy that the Clinton had to do the presidential directive 25, and if we had to reveal what PDD 25 was, we'd have to kill you?
Well, he was the guy that was a spec four over in Germany, and they wanted to don the patches and a hat, and he told them what to do with it.
I hold on 1 second, Ron. Dennis, Jim, Kurt, Rick, Vicky, and others, we'll get to all of your calls. We'll roll them in quick succession. We'll do that after a little bit of this. Support our advertisers, folks. That's what keeps us on air.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why does that music remind me that right after this show, Robbie Noel comes up on the flip side, 6 to 7, Monday through Friday, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network? I know why it does, because he plays the song almost in its entirety. When does he actually come in off of that bump? 2 minutes? Why doesn't he just give everybody a treat and play the thing all the way through? I think they're tired of hearing the same old 2 minutes. At any rate, Ron,
yeah.
You were saying.
Okay. This World Economic Forum that was held, that was quite recently, right?
Yes.
Okay, now I just got an email briefing and a really up-to-the-minute one, but this one was earlier in the day before I went down to our local newspaper publisher, which I'll mention shortly. And it says here, conspicuously absent was Barry Satoro and his entourage. They did not come. And of the G8 people that were supposed, there's like 1,400 people there. Ben Bernanke did not show up, presumably to avoid being tarred and feathered. And as it goes down a little bit, he mentions, too, some guy says, well, to the effect of, well, would some of those that caused the problem be part of the solution? And one guy's reply was, well, yeah, only if it's behind bars, stripped of their ill-gotten gain, can they serve the global public interest better.
And who was responsible for that statement?
This comes from some coded thing here. I just got it today. It's called Requiem for an Overweight. Hmm. And Eric Wahlberg is the commenter. And he covers the whole thing in about four pages.
Whoever made that statement is 100% accurate.
That's true. Now, I went down to a local newspaper office to renew the subscription to the Birdcage Liner, and they're about as blasé down there as a Dog Patch Gazette. Well, I thought of an idea before I went down. I took some of the Gaza photo albums that I have here, and I can't wait for the feedback on that one. The reporter couldn't come down because he had an hour and a half in-service meeting, and that just ruined his day. He's got to get all this extra work done with the hour and a half that they just robbed from him. But anyway, one of the girls down there looked like she was in her zombie-esque stature. I think she just comes to work and goes home, and that's the end of it. They don't know what they're going to be reading. Well, they will find out. But coming home, I got an email dated 1 hour ago, and I'm reading it. It was updated 5:23 p.m. Eastern Time, February the 6th. I guess that's almost right now. San Francisco. First Bank Financial Services of McDonough, Georgia, became the seventh bank of 2009 to fail, and the 32nd of the recession on Friday, which I guess is today, according to the FDIC. I wonder how much more of this is going to go on.
Oh, tons of it. There may be as many as 5,000 bank failures in this country before this all shakes out.
You know, I checked with my bank. I took out some cash to subside on here for a while. No problem with that. But when all this started, I got a good rapport with the girls up there, and they said a lot of people were coming in and really, you know, raking everything out, but they had enough bills to cover it. Now, that has trickled to almost nothing with business as usual right now, and I hope these people aren't really complacent to think that there is a lull in the ocean waves, that the tide's not going to come back in again.
They don't have a clue.
No, they don't.
What newspaper are you talking about, by the way?
I live in Johnstown. We have Johnstown Tribune Democrat.
That's where my grandmother was born, in Johnstown. The Johnstown flood.
Yep.
Yeah. And these people just don't seem to be really receptive to your message. Are you able to write in letters and have them printed on the op-ed page?
They have done that, and they've done it verbatim.
Really?
Oh, yes, they have.
Well,
I write very few letters, and I'm punctually and grammatically perfect. With one exception, somebody took exception to something with Christianity many years ago, and I wrote under a pseudonym. Well, I was ignored for whatever reason, but we had a lot of editorial trouble in the past. But the two or three I've written, they print them all.
Well, you know, it really amazed me, Ron, about editorial columns, the opinion section of your newspaper. You'll see an editorial column, but you'll never see a signature assigned to that. And I that often disturbs me because we have the Austin Un-American Statesman down here as the main paper for Austin, Texas. And I always read these editorials, and I would like to know who's responsible. You know, I know who the guy is that actually puts the words together and makes sure that the ink applies to the paper and it gets folded up and sent out. I know that. I want to know who the person is responsible for putting these words together to print.
Well, the sidebar that is the editorial opinion, I think the assistant editorial page manager or the editorial page manager himself actually composes that.
Well, then they should put their name to it. Then it just shows up as just an editorial opinion of the paper.
Well, the Reader's Forum, everybody's name is there, and they do verify that you actually sent the letter.
Right. No, I understand that. But the so-called opinion makers, I mean, these people are giving you their opinion. Now,
it may not even be them that's giving an opinion. It may be somebody doing it.
That was my point.
Right.
You know, whose words are these? Is this of the newspaper? Is this of the editor or assistant editor?
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, please do. Please do, because, you know, we're all searching for accountability nowadays, and the next time I see a nice little scripted socialist opining and pawning that off as if it's the opinion of the newspaper and its entire staff, including the delivery personnel, I'd like to know who makes these random thoughts available to the public.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron, thanks for your call.
Okay, you should have some mail, and I'll catch you another day.
All right, thanks. Dennis, Jim, Kurt, Rick, Vicky, and others, hang on. We'll roll your calls. We've got a half hour left. We'll get you all in here. We promise.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
By the way, did a story, I think it was yesterday, about the possibility of states going bankrupt, 46 out of 50 of them. Well, interestingly enough, in the Daily Herald, story ran that a state can run out of money, but it can't file for bankruptcy. Facing an ever-increasing pile of bills, crushing debt, and less tax money following the flowing into the state of the Treasury, Illinois is broke. But the state could climb out of its nearly $9 billion budget hole by declaring bankruptcy? So say tax and budget experts. Federal law permits individuals, businesses, and local governments to file for bankruptcy reorganization and sometimes debt forgiveness. States are not covered by the law. No U.S. state has ever declared bankruptcy. A state is not going to just shut down, said Elizabeth Nickel, state budget specialist at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a nonpartisan, don't ever believe that when they say a Washington think tank. It's not nonpartisan at all. As bad as things are, no state is going to have zero revenue coming in. It's just really a matter of choices. I see. So there you have it, folks. According to Elizabeth McNichol, no state that's never gone bankrupt but can't declare bankruptcy. That's like saying that if a corporation has $100 million in debt and they only brought in $50 million and they can't pay their suppliers, they can't pay their employees, as long as you have some funds coming in, I guess under those guidelines, you could not file for bankruptcy. Dennis in Texas. Hello, Dennis. I'm sorry. Are you there? No, he's not. Did you hang up on him? Jim in South Carolina, or is this Dennis in Texas?
This is Jim, South Carolina.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I got an interesting phone call this afternoon from my Republican Party. It seems that there's going to be a meeting March 2nd, and all the Ron Paul people are being canvassed to go to the meeting and get a job, either as precinct captain or a precinct voter, but any member of the precinct controlling panel so that we can get Ron Paul back going again.
Get him going for what?
Well, presumably president.
Let me see. That would make him 76 years of age the next election cycle?
Yeah, sure would.
Well, I'm sorry. We're going to have to interrupt your scheduled plans to bring Ron Paul in as a presidential candidate because he's going to be governor of Texas.
Well, we plan on attending and making sure that we can get rid of some of the rhinos at any rate.
Well, hey, that's a great idea. How, as somebody needs to explain to me how we can take over the Republican National Convention. Because if that would have been the case, there would be a good chance that Ron Paul would have been our president.
Well, they're gonna start early and stay late.
All right. Well, do me a favor.
That's what the plan is, you know, in a nutshell.
Okay. Well, Jim, do me a favor. Let me know. This is March what?
March 2nd.
Let me know how this turns out, if you would.
I sure will.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
It's going to be March 2nd is the first of the meetings for the local precincts. Then it goes to the county precincts and then the state. And I plan on being to all of them.
Well, and somebody needs to say, and the tone needs to be set. I don't know exactly the procedure there or what power that the people have there as delegates, but I think it should be relayed to a lot of people that, look, politics is politics. We understand the game of politics, but we need to have an understanding here that anybody seeking an office takes that oath of affirmation to defend and protect the Constitution literally and seriously, and if they don't, guess what? You get the hook.
That's absolutely right. That's the only way it can be.
Well, don't tell the socialist, the wicked the wicked witches of the West up there, Boxer.
Maybe we can get rid of some of the wicked witches of the West.
Well, and its adherence to our country's law is the only thing here at stake, and I don't know why this is so confusing for so many people. Why they don't feel that they have enough ammunition to go after these people because they're not acting in accordance to law. You know, they're up there doing statutory and policy things, and isn't it all hunky-dory, and we can get away with just about anything as long as we can convince a lot of people to vote on it. No, that's not the way it works. The Constitution, my friend, was not written for you and I, Jim. It was written for these Congress critters.
That was written to limit the power of government.
There you go. All right. Well, let me know how it turns out.
I sure will, John. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Dennis, do I have Dennis back?
Hello?
Last time I heard from you, was just a dial tone.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, some months ago, you had a caller mention a website called Chick, like the baby chicken.com. Remember that?
Barely.
Yeah, it was about he wanted you to read the story of Alberto Rivera, the high-ranking Jesuit priest. And the Vatican, and it basically exposes the truth about the Vatican being a great whore of Revelation.
Is this an Eric John Phelps devotee?
I never heard of the guy. Who is he?
Oh, no, never mind then.
No, I mean, you know, the Vatican always has been the head of the octopus. It controls the Illuminati and the whole conspiracy of the world. It always has been the head of all fake religions and false beliefs, the mafia, you name it, the KKK. It's the Vatican. Always, if you check it out, I just ask you to look at it and then talk about it sometime.
Well, no. Google Eric John Phelps, J-O-N Phelps, and that, I'm sure that guy will keep you fascinated for a long time because the Vatican has done it all.
Well, I mean, you don't believe in the devil, but if the devil is really and truly in control. You'll see it through the testimony of this former priest. He becomes a Christian and exposes the whole Catholic institution, and it's the thing. There have been
many, many books written on the Catholic institution, the Holy Roman Empire, if you will.
Right.
I know a lot about this. I was raised, born into Catholicism. I was raised until the ripe old age, let me see, what, 9 or 10 years old.
So was I.
Yeah, and, you know, but I'm not buying the concept here that this is the head of the Illuminist. You know, I just don't buy it.
Well, I'll tell you, I had one experience in Amarillo, Texas, back in the early 80s. I think it was 83. I was at the Coliseum, and did you ever hear of Father Ralph DiOrio, the charismatic healing priest.
I've heard of his name.
Yeah, he filled up this auditorium, and I wasn't planning to do this, but he was laying hands on people. And there was a 10-year-old boy, a black kid, that came forward, and he laid hands on this kid. And he was blind from birth. You could see his eyes were non-existent. I mean, they were in the socket, but there was no cornea or anything. This priest laid hands on him, and he got his sight back. And the crowd went wild, you know. Father Diorio, he's a man of God. He, look at what he did. He healed his kid. Well, in the Amarillo Globe News 2 weeks later, it said the kid went blind 2 weeks after he left town. And I stood up in the auditorium, and I called him a charlatan before this all happened. And the Amarillo police came along and escorted me out. I wasn't planning to do that, but you might not believe this, but that night at 3:30 in the morning, I was attacked by this huge black creature. My wife said it had wings. It got me around the neck, and I sat there and struggled with it. I elbowed it in the gut. If it had a gun, I don't know.
Dennis, I've been waiting for the devil to knock at my front door and say, hey, I'm real.
Them suckers are real. Listen, I'm not a nut, man. I don't care what anybody says. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm not going to get on nationwide radio and blab off about something I made up. I can understand you being skeptical, and it's hard to believe if you've never experienced, but I wrestled hand-to-hand with this thing, and it pushed me down in the pillow and tried to smother me, and I couldn't pray because I couldn't say anything, and I just prayed in my mind that Jesus help me, and the thing got up off of me and flew away. Yeah, it was about 9 feet tall, very black, and it had huge a wingspan, like, I don't know, maybe 15 feet. It was a big, huge critter. That's not the only time. I've seen little ones, too. They come in all shapes and sizes. I think there's like four sizes, the G.I. Joe size, and there's the medium size, like a poodle. They come in black and yellow. I mean, I'm not kidding you, man. It sounds weird, but it's true. I've talked to people all over the world.
It does sound weird to me.
Yeah, I understand that. I probably wouldn't believe. I was a hardcore atheist, a militant atheist, until 1977. I didn't believe.
Well,
in
then nothing. That's your conscience attacking you, you charlatan.
No, I'm telling you, I fought with the thing, man. I'm not playing. Think I'm a
Dennis?
Fool of baloney,
Dennis?
But...
No, I. Hey, look, man. Who am I to disprove what happens to you? I didn't witness it. You know, the only thing I can do is take your word that you're wrestling the devil.
I'm not saying it was Satan, but it was a demonic entity that was under him, and I've seen them up close and personal. I saw six of them in 2002, and maybe I shouldn't be saying this because somebody's going to think I'm wacky, but I don't care, man.
Too late.
It's too late. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. These things are real, man, and we're beset by them. The whole planet is covered with these creatures. The Bible's true is what I'm trying to say, and the only help is the blood of Jesus. This faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ means you don't have to worry about anything. And we're all going to die,
I'm
man.
I'm not worried about it anyhow.
You should be, though, if you're not a Christian.
Oh, no, no. Now you're starting to, Dennis, you're trying to get me into this club that I'm a charlatan and if I don't absolutely believe.
No, I didn't say you're a charlatan. No. I mean, when this Puerto Rican guy approached me in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and said I was going to hell and I was a hoodlum and a snake and everything, and of course he was an ex-hoodlum himself, but I couldn't believe anything he was saying. It sounded like a fairy tale for adults. I was raised a German rationalist, you know. I was a very rational guy. My father was rational. My mother was rational. I believe what I could see, feel, taste, and touch, and no more. I believed in money, and I believed in taking it the easy way, you know.
All right.
And I didn't believe in any Bibles or Jesus or devils or hell or any of this stuff. But I opened the book that night in 77. It was July. First time I ever saw the Bible, and I said, oh, my God, man, this is real. And I got saved that night, and it just revolutionized my life. And I look at Revelation 20 and 21. It says that all unbelievers will spend their eternity in a sea of molten lava.
Dennis, I'm gonna have to cut you here
all right,
at this point.
Read it. Read chick.com, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Please.
All right. Now look up Eric John Phelps. I'm sure he'll keep you entertained.
Do that, though, and talk about it next week.
Mm.
Chick.com. Mm. Alberto.
Mm. Okay. Thanks, Dennis.
All right, man.
All right. Kurt in Montana.
Afternoon, John.
How you doing?
Well, let's see. I just got to confirm some things, as you said, I believe yesterday, maybe.
Okay.
And I don't want to share a piece of legislation with you. I'm not going to go through it. I'll just tell you what's going on up here in Montana. It's a pretty interesting piece of legislation that they introduced the other day. It's actually called Montana Firearms Freedom Act, and it is pretty impressive.
What did it say? What's the basis of it?
Pardon me?
What's the basis of it?
It says that Montana made a packed with some fellows back east back in 1889, and it said we would have a Republican form of government and they would have no control over our firearms, and it goes through seven different sections explaining that this is the way it's going to be, this is the way it's going to be, this is the way it's going to be, and if you guys cut off our firearms, we'll start building them here and ship them wherever we want them.
Well, firearms,
pretty impressive.
Well, firearms is a good place to start, but how can any state be guaranteed a Republican form of government when it's already been hijacked by a private corporation?
Oh, that's true. I understand that, but I think it's a great start.
And I was just going to say it's a great start, but what I would like to see with more important force here is why is it that the states have allowed a private corporation by the name of the Federal Reserve to destroy the respective states' economies and people. Now, that, to me, would carry a little bit more weight and importance than the Second Amendment issue.
Oh, and I agree. Yeah. And I'm the fellow that's putting all the packets together to get up there and see if we can get some more legislation put in there.
Understood.
So, but that was, I was pretty impressed with the young fellow. It's just a brand new guy that showed up there, and it's a pretty impressive piece of paper that he put together.
Well, it might be a good idea to start the state legislatures thinking along the constitutional path. They might, if they hear it often enough, they might just stumble over it and read it.
That would be true.
That would be a good. All right.
That would be an excellent goal. I wanted, you made the comment about being born a Catholic, and then you made a comment about a little earlier about, Masons and Mormonism being...
It's synonymous.
What's the difference? None?
It's synonymous. Yeah.
Well, let's see. My mother's name was Young.
All right.
I am a direct descendant, so I got raised in the Babylonian pantheism religion for quite a spell.
You know, it's amazing. I still find it amazing, Kurt, that people, once they're indoctrinated with this stuff, they still adhere to it. I mean, it totally freaks me out. I mean,
it's scary.
I went to the Mormon the church out there where the Mormon Tabernacle Choir sings, and they hold a nice church. I mean, it's a beautiful church. I was invited inside, but I wouldn't walk past the front door because I asked the silly question of, well, why do you have all these occultic symbols on the Lord's house? They just looked at me and said, maybe another time. And I said, yeah, you betcha.
That's right. Maybe another time.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty interesting, when I finally figured it all out years and years and years ago and then tried to get them to excommunicate me. And I never was successful. I mean, they sent the local church out here to have a chat with me, and they decided I knew a lot more about Mormonism than they did. So then they sent the folks from the state conference over here in Butte over to chat with me, and they decided, no, I knew too much. So they sent a team up from Salt Lake even.
Really?
Yeah, well, they think I should be a temple dunker, right, being with a direct descendant of Brigham Young. And they decided I knew way more than I should, so they all went home. But they still never taken me off the list. They think that I'm going to repent and come back and march right down to there to that cathedral and be
Or they'll beat you half to death with the Book of Mormon. Kurt, I got to run.
Oh, talk to you later.
Thank you. Rick in Ohio. Hello, Rick.
Hey, John.
Hi.
I want to make a comment about the DVDs, but before I do, I'll give you a little information here.
Okay.
I stopped in at a Walmart today because I was reading on thehighroad.org about how Walmarts all over the country are out of ammo.
Yes.
And I went to MidwayUSA.com, and there, most all their ammo is, they're out of stock of it. So I stopped at Walmart. There was all of four boxes of rifle ammo on the shelf, one box of pistol ammo, and maybe 20, 30, 40 boxes of 12-gauge shotgun shells, and that was about it.
And you know what's bothering me about this? We're heading into the second week of February. This tagging for the ammunition is supposed to take place, if memory serves, in June. What if the stocks aren't replenished?
Yeah.
Because part of the deal here is all existing ammo has to be sent back or destroyed or however they plan on getting rid of the untagged ammunition. Anybody that's holding untagged ammunition is also in violation of the law. So I'm starting to think here, being the conspiratorial kind of guy that I am, what if the manufacturers don't step up to meet the current demands to keep that inventory low?
I did read on one post on thehighroad.org that federal up in Minneapolis, Federal Ammunition Corporation, had laid off some people.
Really?
Yeah, they're back up on demand. The demand is outpacing the what they can produce, but instead of adding staff or adding another shift, they're actually cutting back.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
Yeah. That previous caller in Lancaster, was he was said he was told not to hand out the DVDs. Was that by the police?
No, that was probably by the bank employees. That's what I got from it.
Oh, I see. I thought he meant the police, because back in the 70s, I spent thousands of hours on the streets, on the street corners, selling Condi McGinley's Common Sense newspaper back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And I always had trouble from the Communists, the Jewish Defense League, and the police.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Go figure. All right, hey.
The Communists and the Jewish Defense League would usually show up together, and if they didn't show up, then the police would show up.
You want to talk about synonymous?
Yeah.
There's another group that's synonymous.
Have a good day, John.
Thank you, Rick. Vicki, George, and Rick, and Joe, depending on what you all have to say and how quick you get to it, depends on how many people are in on the final segment of this Friday edition of the National Intel Report.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the
All right, we're back. George in Texas. Oh, I guess we had a few people to drop. Go ahead, George.
Thank God it's Friday, John.
Yep.
Yes. You know, you hear about Sheila Jackson Lee, the hot water she's in now?
The last I heard about, no. Go ahead and enlighten me.
Well, I suppose she took an exotic vacation by a corporation that got bailout money.
Well, okay. So where's the earth-shattering news behind that one?
ain't nothing new.
That was my point. Yeah.
That's what I tell Ron Paul, get out of that cesspool in Washington.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, the key is the states. If we're going to defend our own backyards here, it starts here at the states.
Well, I'm getting ready. I'm drafting a letter to him because I'm his constituent, so he's going to have to read my letter. Because, you know, because you're looking at an attorney general that knows no boundaries on the Second Amendment.
Understood.
I mean, you got a president that knows no boundaries. You got a cabinet that knows no boundaries, or a Congress that knows no boundaries. And I just really think, you got New Hampshire, I think Montana, get ready to declare their state rights. And I really think this is an opportunity for him to step in and declare his candidacy.
It would be a prime time. As a matter of fact, his swan song in Washington, D.C. would be something to the effect that I'm tired of this cesspool. These people wouldn't know the Constitution if it jumped out of a bush and bit them on the backside. And I'm going back to Texas and defend my own state borders.
Well, what about take this job and shove it?
That too. All right, George.
All right,
thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Appreciate it. Vicki in Idaho. Hello, Vicki.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I was calling about your subject when you first started, which was the state UN takeover of children, parental
mm-hmm.
rights.
Mm-hmm.
And if what's going on in our country is that it's being re-engineered, and by engineered, I do mean engineered. The society, the life in this country is being re-engineered. And if you notice, around the schools, more and more medical providers are locating their offices around the schools. And SCHIP is intended to give insurance coverage to all children. They're reorienting the medical system towards preventative care, and the state is basically going to be taking over that parental obligation also.
Vicki, why does that surprise me? Because in the last couple of weeks, what have I been hearing out of the Wall Street Wonder Boys? When asked what stocks to buy, go with a medical.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's even worse than that. I did a lot of research on the Human Genome Project, and what they're going to be doing is what they call personalized medicine. It will be anticipatory genetic modification for diseases that you might get in the future.
Genetically modified.
Yes. And I know that sounds really insane.
It doesn't. No stranger to me than 9-foot winged characters trying to wrestle you to the floor.
Yeah, but I can prove it to you.
No, therein lies the difference. All right.
Yep.
All right, Vicki. Thank
right,
you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. I guess we're flat out of time. That'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report, folks. Seems like La La Land anymore, doesn't it? Just things that seem to be strange are even weirder. The socialists are coming. Barack Obama is here. Welcome to the change. We'll see you Monday.
With recent international flights.